Hello, welcome to the program this morning. This is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Welcome every king and priest of the Most High God to the program this morning. I welcome you. Pick up your holy body, shake yourself, and let's begin to pray. I trust that you have treated your body the way you should by giving it water therapy. Water therapy is an advice from the Holy Spirit. Our body, best food for our body is water. Thank you very much for listening to the Holy Spirit. This Friday morning, I welcome all the kings and priests of the Most High God on board through the connection over the radio. Let's begin to pray and stir up ourselves. This is a Friday beautiful morning from Bangalore, India, streaming into your homes, the very presence of God, as we change situation, as we bless our loved ones and our cities and the people around us. This Friday is always a time for us to look into our leadership capacity. What we are functioning in and what our concepts are, and assessing ourselves and renewing our mind and ourselves in the era of leadership. Saints, pray in the Spirit. Kings and priests of the Most High God, pray in the Spirit. Lakandi bra usokaba namashatoy. Zakse kipo kala manda bra ikakso jekendombra aganda rekosokobo shekere. Nabteba kura mandere geru soksho sombra akala mamandare. Brede koba ankama manjare bra doko bo monjikire berubra akalabare. Nekere brado salamamane baruke sakare. Lenkare betoro mosokolo mama shata mama makabare. Akabalama makambale de ringeri gredize cretoso coro mamangarabaya. Nekare men shokore menteri ke sik shikire peku sarama mankamalabare. Tongele gredise kla akupak shatamare braduze kekele marubakabaya. Mento kala maman jarabade buk mashekarabaya. Gubere menko suction senkere momara mama shatabare. Monkapatam neida kukala maman charabari. Naramak mashandabala maribari. Lubra dalamak mashandubuk majoro mama hakabala. Lopratare breduka shakta koba boloma raman kamala nande bredis hekele patabari. Kola kari gedenka tenko soka shokolo mamara mahaya. Jay kere gedokra anki zaksho kempo kondom bradana man kabare. Ikipora mantem bredike sokolo mamongala ganda gratise kasho kalabare. Eke bek mojora bok mosara maman tara maman kabale brodo kosa kalagare. Veki kora mandam brande kansoko juki kara maman kamala mama. Jay kere bok mosora babahaya. Reke baye. Rokara mama shatama lama kare. Jegeli ke tangolo momoro mama kabaya bashe. Leka tobok mashara mama sarabal. Ile. Lekoro mama makaba shikaraba damarabadi seke pek masaraba. Reke rebok masharaba de brota. Nike bok mosala maman tabra de so kababa shatabare. Laki saku baba dama mima soko pakana mama mahai. Lare gredize keke kala mama kaba masharabare. Kala maman te bredize kabo kala mama kabak mashishi. Leke bek mosatokoro mama kapaka tama lebredoze kelebai. Kiparo Sheke rebek musak seke pik miseke bele luz ala mamaha. Diki pik manseka langre deko sola bahaya. Stir up yourself. Stir up yourself. Langere bek musara mamaha kabaya. Dekele babaya. Leke pek musheseke pik musenke paya. Ronte Gedi Gradu Sakalama Mankama Mashatabaya. Reker Brodu Zakolama Manzare Kali Kali Boka Pashanda Rabarim. Nate Kalabada Mare Brodu Sekere. Li Prodo Sekendem Brado Lemenke Pek Moshandu Babalama Kabarim. Mante Pek Mujo Kalanante Predisek Shoksandala Mamahaya. Nengre di kasakala levra uki po kanjo kalama makabare. Neke bo babala makare. Tiki sobra anthanama de preto sokshi segrendira. Stir up yourself in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Tandera di sacrodosa pakasha. Just tuning in, this is Family of the Radio, where the kings and priests gather together. We are praying in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Lado sacra de so calabaya. Mama cambare book mo shore brende can jekede book mo gendobra a cabalabri. Grede construction zoco joro mamanga bandam balama canda bala maca balama masharabri. Iki pok mo gendobre denke section ziki daruma macanda ramak mashanda balagari. Ike re re ro ro ma ra ma ma kalabari. Nafte brado seka. Tanamangra di kakse skoshe ke leka tombra dala mama ki pako sarabari. Nem pare de sukshus ki kalabondo brende ken zekun jaru ba kalamama kari. Nare kasoko babari. Rubre de ken seka bala ma katama reproduce kekele bakura mama sarabari. Lubre de ke sekola mama kamarama kaba mashandabak musandabe. Adadamari bokose ke de bediberube ge jokolo momon tabalaman ki sato balamaman zakat lekto upepuse. Lare koro bok mushoro mama kapa. I kala mama kaba bantomo roma ma kaba jandaba lekose kelabari. Ru de rebek mushandabala mama ki sakradala mama shata. Le soko pok mashesek rade soka dene ketile livas kosta pradoze kena mama kapa satamalama si kalibo satariku sarabari na saka pakasari nein toka lalindo krede sokshi sakule peka tondo banda lama si kata ndezo kolo mama kapa shatemo moro mamo kopok musokala mama hakapari. Lakik ekikola da denso kalam. Dain bo kalemosek shistek nedida ruskestoje kalamai. It's time to step. In a moment, I'll be speaking to you today on your leadership ability, you know. But stir yourself up in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Vegro do soka pasha tapak mashishake pek mashi. Nane makupe kushake pek mashana mahaya. Diseke poro nodira sokolo momo kupak mashatama rama zikeri buk musali dales kobra de gilema. Vekira sokshun senke le mon grade ko soko joro momo kopok mashana mama kabri. Na kale bosa kalabri. Zikele gola krandala maman ki pek mashende bek mashende buk mashanda bari. Lobra da lama kamba le gredise kele kesa la mama kama le bosha karabari. Era ma kama le breduze ke kele momo koba ban shalabari. Badira soksho sa lana ma kama ne pradisa kradesko pradaliska shkaju ke kalamari bari. Mare ke teke bokora mama shatama rama si kalamama. Regedi bradozo kolo momon jonde brade kasala ban kapa tama le kasere bari. Nekele ti sakula mama sare bari. Lo brade kasokshin sen kala maman kama tamba labari. Li keto son kobo roma man kapa teke ti seke le paro bari ridibisike. Lafto brade kasede grede ki sele bobo boshe kala madandai. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For your presence, I give you praise. Ronda le kase de du se ka shala maman tama le po sarabare. Seva ju si ki tiki pek mo son tomo roma ma sa tama labare. Thank you for your presence. I give you praise. Rantosa Keletusek Shatamahaya. Engeziki Kamusatamala Pasadabadi. Thank you, Holy Spirit. No seke, no seke. Ente digidi glisko shokolo momo kala kendo breziki shakala matama sadabadi. Mon kabala mafi kasekabadi. Shokre inki bola mama sante breda sekadi. Nare kola mama haske. Jokele nete la kusalabadi. Dengredeko solom, kajiska, predeska, pradosa, kishaklana mamahaya. Stir yourself up, hallelujah, in the Holy Spirit. Stir yourself up in the Holy Spirit. Gola mashala beka la matalabaya. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Ha ha ha. Le sokolo mandala baba shadabade. Lukaba la makma shantama la makka pakma shandabadim. Ede bragodo pakma shiteke pekma salaman de gredize kelama mahasa. Lubra akaba lama seki kalama sobra de kasaya. I give you praise, Lord. In 2 minutes, I start to speak to you about the law of attraction. Ne sengre ekloba antama nemposa kalama tembre duze kele ke kapata na maman se kele digre asaksho sara mamahaya. Vede bek mojore eke bek moshitenge bek moshala mana vidibro do sokla andengre ekik success ke pek mosh. Lepo consensen ke pek injekin jalena bindu giduk se kele mama kapak moshana nisa. Ei blaklosa kushikik no gudume nembra du se kekshana mama kabadi. Robra tana mama degre sikshow se kela mama tamala bash kekra de sokaya. Thank you Lord, hallelujah. Thank you Lord, hallelujah, amen and amen and amen. Thank you Father for your presence. Thank you Father for your presence. Sakshosa brende inkla uksak tomanoma akanda balama shekalabari. Nare ko salabari. Rubre de kensekle lebro doza kalaman ki kalama zokshi sekele dender sakuraya. Brodoze ketle kashanda badaman de kritiske pokalama jekto marapase kedida rabari. Lombrade kansekele mamare bradoza kal kengre de gazuki kalama mashanda rabari. Rankela bantom brende kensekele maruba kashana matega. Segre de consada manco nemen casaction pep madumpe gidiscap to membra akanda. Nain seke tegi taktos kotoma changes kep morubarahaya. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah. You see, the Bible teaches us very, very clearly. The Bible teaches us the law of attraction, and that's a very important principle in leadership. What you like, you attract. What you like, you attract. I'm talking about leadership principles for maximizing your life. Every one of us, we were born into this world with the ability to influence one another, with the ability to influence people. That is leadership ingredients. That is leadership characteristics. You can influence your world. You can influence your family. You can influence your children. You can influence your friends and colleagues. That is leadership characteristics, ingredients. Therefore, every one of us who are born with these leadership characteristics and ingredient, we should understand the law of attraction. The law of attraction, I am not talking about relationship. I'm talking about principles. Principles are guiding factors that makes anything work. Principles are guiding factors that make anything work. For example, you want to start a new business, or you want to advance in your career stream, or you want to, you know, advance in your studies, in your academics. You want to do your master's, or you want to do a higher program, a PhD, or some course, what will determine your choices? What will determine, I like this, what will determine your determination? Law of attraction. What I'm attracted to, I'm pulled to it. I repeat myself. I am not talking about relationship. I'm talking about principles of leadership. Characteristics of getting your target, accomplishing your goals. As a leader, I'm attracted to qualities. I'm attracted to the things I want. Every one of us as leaders, we should use the law of attraction. I'll give you one. In Matthew chapter 1 and in Mark Gospel chapter 1, we hear the Lord say the very first statement the Lord will preach, the very first message the Lord will preach is about the kingdom of God. Why? The man is, he existed for it. He came for it to reveal the Father to us. And so he now tells the people about the kingdom of God. Now watch what will happen soon. He goes to the fishermen. He goes to tax collectors. He goes literally to everyone declaring the kingdom of God is here. And he didn't stop. And he calls them. He calls them. He calls them. Now when they follow, the law of attraction is used. When we respond to the gospel, we use the law of attraction, especially when we talk about leadership, not just salvation. When you're leading, when you're functioning in a leading role in the gospel, it's happening by the law of attraction. Everything we do literally in this world, we do it through the law of attraction, through the law of attraction. I'll give an example. You want to cook a food, and if you're not inspired to cook a food, we're going to know when we taste the food. But when you are inspired to cook a food, we're going to know when we taste the food. In the same way, how do we know that you are inspired to cook a food? You are attracted to a specific delicacy or to a specific taste. You want a specific taste. The law of attraction works by understanding your desire and how to pursue it. Saints, kings and priests of the Most High God, this morning I bring to you from the presence of the Lord, use the law of attraction in your leadership capacity and in your leadership life. Use the law of attraction. The law of attraction is what God has given to us to use to stressfully accomplish our targets as leaders. We've been trying to get our children to do certain things. We've been trying to get our loved ones, our spouses, to do certain things. Why don't you use the law of attraction? Someone said, my husband will never understand me. Why don't you understand what he understands so that he can understand what you want him to understand? The law of attraction. The law of attraction. Leaders use the law of attraction. Why do you see adverts today? They present it the way the people, the audience, will be attracted. Why? They use the law of attraction. Many people will never look to a toothpaste advert, but the way the world today advertise toothpaste, they use the law of attraction. People want to see certain things. People are curious about certain things, and they use that sight to get the attention of people to their product. Saints, wisdom is the key to living an excellent life. And wisdom is the gift of God, the Bible says in the book of James. Any lacks wisdom among you? Let him ask. Let him ask. And he said, the Father will give. He said, let him not ask wavering. Let him ask believing. Saints, this new year, I bring reminder to you about your leadership qualities. Use the law of attraction. I have seen it in my life. I've been pastoring over 10 years. Active pastoring. And myself and Pastor Joanna, we've been handling people. And one of the most important assets I've ever discovered in all my life in leadership are people. People are the most important assets. And the more I discover it, the more depth of truth I see in it. Having said that, I have had difficulty to get people to think and transform into what God wants them to be. For example, here I meet a man whose vision, whose dream is only about Bangalore, India, and that's fine. But you see, God is a God of the universe, and when we serve Him, when we really want to get into His size, He's called the Most High God, not because He is very high, but because He's above all, and He's a God of gods. So as we serve Him, we have to, I love this, let me have your attention. As we serve Him, we have to broaden our horizons, our mind. We have to broaden it. And the way we broaden our mind, the Bible tells us in the book of Romans 12, verse 2, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So the greatest subject, as a pastor, I have come to see for every true shepherd, under the under shepherd, is transforming the minds of God's people. Every time I step on the platform, every time I want to speak to God's people, I feel like a spiritual surgeon with the tools given to me by the Holy Spirit to tear open and remove fat, unwanted growth, cancer, tumor from the thinking processes of people. And it's very difficult because when you deal with the thinking processes of people, you are touching their values, you are touching what they really, really have built for so many years. So every true pastor needs the Holy Spirit to rebuild, renew, and transform the minds of God's people. However, we are not alone in this. He is the one who told us, be ye transformed. So every time we come into the presence of God, I remember we always pray, Lord, we are ready. Change us. Fill us. Change our mind. Change our lives. Why? When a man's mind is changed, his life can change. No matter the anointing upon a man of God, if a man's life is not changed, the man cannot live a fulfilled life. And the change of a man's life depends on the change of his mind. So I have discovered that the mind is a very, very beautiful and very complicated world, to the extent that the Lord took me in a vision to visit the minds of people. And the minds of people are like cities. When I saw people's mind, I was very, very shocked. Some people's minds are so dry. It looks like a place where war just finished. Dry, smoke everywhere. Everything looks so dry. Saints, I say to you, I have learned to use the law of attraction. I try to speak to them. I try to correct them. Earlier, I preached lipstick. I preached fashion. I preached so many things. But you see, the Spirit of the Lord started to teach me how to use the law of attraction. Love is the greatest law of attraction. When everyone see that I love them with a genuine love, I love them with a genuine love, they begin to respond. Why? Love is the greatest. And the Bible says, whatever a man sows, so shall he reap. So I found out how to get people to use the law of attraction, I started to function from the place of love. And as I started to function from the place of love, which is my primary calling, what I've discovered that I'm to reveal to my world is God is love. And as I started that, I saw the transformation in the lives of people. I saw many things that I was unable to do so many years was done just like this. Saints, I don't have time to speak and go on and on and on and on and on, but I have only one thing to say to you. Use the law of attraction. Use the law of attraction. Anything you want to do, use the law of attraction. Don't struggle. Many of our prayer points, many of our fastings, truly speaking, I respect your prayer life and I want you to pray, but they are necessary when you use the law of attraction. What I couldn't get done for 5, 6, 7 years, I got it done in a quarter using the law of attraction. And the greatest law of attraction is the love of God. Father, I pray for every king and priest of the Most High God listening to me over the radio today. Let your presence fill them and let your life ooze out of them as they use the secret of the law of attraction. The secret key of the law of attraction in their life. I pray, precious Lord, that they begin to discover how to get things done and accomplish things in their life, in their career, in their family, in anything they imagine to do. It is my prayer, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. I pray against every seed that is not of God. I decree in Jesus Christ's name, you have no place in their life. Be gone. Be gone. Be gone. Be gone. In the name of the Lord Jesus, be gone. Thank you, Father. No work of darkness can prosper in the life of your people. Fresh anointing from your presence this morning upon your people as their leadership capacity, as their leadership tendencies is expanded by your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence and thank you for your grace. I give you praise. I give you praise in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen. If you have questions concerning this beautiful key that the Lord is giving to you about leadership, go ahead and ask, and we will be so glad and thrilled to answer your questions. The very first time I would learn about my purpose, about my potential, was when I sat under the influence of the man of God, Dr. Miles Monroe. Blessed memory. When I sat under his influence, I got to know that. Now, more Fridays, we're going to discover more leadership things as the Spirit wills. On Sunday, which is 4th, we're having World Changers Conference. And I want you to participate. And the way you can participate in World Changers Conference is this. In your app, there are tiles, okay? Now, some of you, you can come for the conference and you're welcome. And I'm personally inviting you. But those of you who are around the world, you cannot come for the conference. You can be part of the conference through TAN Radio app. TAN Radio app has our video updates on it. On the very welcome screen of TAN Radio app, after the app is loaded, you have tiles down there. On the tiles, you have a birthday request, you have a shout out for birthday and some other requests, and then you have a video update, you have a Twitter update, you have a Facebook update. You will always see the update right there. You can participate by it. I know the Lord has something for you and World Changes Conference 2018. So I don't want you to miss it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Next week, I'm led that we will be starting a series of topics on angelic ministration. I want to show you in the scriptures how God used angels to minister to people. Unlike some people would think angels do always manifest, and they do manifest, but that's for next week. I leave you with a special song from a very wonderful man who has touched my life and Prophetess Joanna very much. Blessed memory, Dr. Miles Monroe. Dr. Miles Monroe. If you want a brand new world, I want you to enjoy this beautiful, beautiful single. And I know it will touch your life like it touched mine. I've sung this song a lot of times and it's blessed so many people. Now let's hear from Dr. Miles Monroe how he wrote the song. God bless you, and I'll see you on Monday.
To you.
And U.
Suriname.
And U. Suriname.
I wrote this song when I was 18 years old.
Dit lied heeft hij geschreven op 18-jarige leeftijd.
This is my prayer for Suriname.
Dit is zijn gebed voor Suriname.
Thank you.
and understand why man has failed for every time to find himself a brand new world. Jesus knew, and that's why he came to bear a cross of sin and shame, so he could bring us all a new world. And though he changed governments many times in our lives, the world is still the same. Why can't we realize that you cannot change a man from the outside, my friend? A brand new world begins within. 'Cause if we want a brand new world, you've got to have brand new people. And if we want brand new people, you've got to have a brand new life. Suriname, if you want a brand new life, you've got to have a brand new spirit. And if we want a brand new spirit, you've got to come to Jesus. Sing it with me. And if we want a brand new, got to have a brand new people. Have a brand new people. If you want a new people, gotta have a brand new life. If you want a new life, gotta have a brand new spirit. If you want a new spirit, you gotta come to Jesus Christ one more time. If you want a brand new world, you've got to have a brand new peep. If you want a new people, have a brand new life. If you want a new life, have a brand new spirit. If you want a new spirit, Suriname, you've got to come to Jesus. Oh yeah, you've got to come to Jesus Christ. You've got to come to Jesus Christ. You've got to come to Jesus Christ.
Partnership is what made the Bible what it is.
Thank you for standing with us, praying for us, and supporting us. Together we are ministering God's love in a hurting world. Teach All Nations Radio.